This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. President Joe Biden, at his last White House Tribal Nations Summit in December, announced the creation of a national monument to honor Native American boarding school survivors.
I don't want people forgetting 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now, pretend it didn't happen.
In October, Biden apologized on behalf of the federal government for the abuse of Native American and Alaska Native children who attended the government-funded schools dating back to the 1800s. The monument will go up at the site of the Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania. It was one of the first and largest of the federal boarding schools. Before it closed in 1918, more than 10,000 Native children had been taken away from their families and forced to attend. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland also announced that the Interior Department, the Smithsonian Museum of American History, and the Library of Congress are working to preserve stories the department collected on its national Road to Healing tour, which included a stop in Anchorage. Jim LaBelle was one of those who shared his experiences of abuse at the Wrangell Institute in Southeast Alaska, a school that was similar to the one in Pennsylvania.
It was a process of getting your hair shorn, having clothing confiscated and burned, being issued government-issued clothing. That was all part and parcel of the Carlisle experience.
LaBelle is a retired Alaska Native Studies professor who has researched the influence of the Carlisle School on other Native boarding schools. He says it was founded by General Richard Henry Pratt, an Indian fighter in the U.S. Army, who coined the phrase, "Kill the Indian, save the man." LaBelle says many of the Alaska Native children who were sent there had been orphaned by epidemics, and Pratt's militaristic approach only added to their trauma.
Carlisle served as the model for almost all of the other boarding schools that came afterwards, and that was the military model.
LaBelle says he's glad the former campus of the Carlisle School will become a National Historic Landmark and hopes it will recognize other boarding schools, which include about 100 in Alaska. The North Dakota State Historical Society obtained a collection of original lithographs depicting life among indigenous peoples of the Dakotas. What was once hidden in a San Francisco art house are now part of the group's permanent collection. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's C.J. Keene reports.
In 1832, Swiss artist Karl Bodmer and German Prince Maximilian embarked on a journey throughout the American interior west. One of the results of that expedition were the paintings of dozens of lithographs depicting indigenous life in the region before widespread colonization of the plains. Less than 5 years later, a smallpox epidemic would devastate the local indigenous population depicted in those paintings. Kara Hoff is the public information officer for the North Dakota State Historical Society.
The expedition stayed at Fort Clark. They were down in South Dakota, up near Fort Union. Along the way, a number of significant portraits of different Native American chiefs were part of it. But the daily life, too, of the Native Americans were documented through Bodmer's artwork.
Hoff says it's a rare collection of originals to see, let alone acquire for a state historical society.
Bodmer was working on turning the sketches, paintings, and drawings to transfer those artworks onto plates that could then be stamped or lithographed. They don't come up for auction very often, or even in a complete set very often.
The 1830s originals will be placed into the rotation of the North Dakota Historical Society. The collection, featuring over 24 total works, was acquired via donation from Sam McQuaid Jr., with an earmark for fine art purchases. I'm C.J. Keene in Rapid City.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Skuktash. For more than 40 years, Ramona Farms has revived ancient traditional foods, tepary beans, pinoli, polentas, and more, all from store.ramonafarms.com. Ramona Farms supports this show. Omnye.
Fry bread. That's the message. Support by Val's Fry Bread, providing her famous fry bread mixes and other products in wholesale and retail quantities at valsfrybread.com. Fry bread that will take you home, available wherever you live.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.